Yeah, I don't care. 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 Yeah. How do I get it? You touch this, you touch that, you hit me in the face with a baseball fucking bat. I don't care. I don't care. Ooh, I'm in a bad mood today. So, to your benefit, probably. Because that's all that matters is entertainment these days. Anywho, who cares? There's three games left in the NFL season. Everyone is gay. Vince McMahon is the god. If you didn't watch Ski Mask Collective yesterday, well, then you're a piece of shit, first of all. But second of all, you missed me reading Vince's text and Vince McMahon's voice. And I won't do it again because you can't always get what you want. Like those guys who love crack say, Rolling Stones, is that their name? We'll talk about Vince a little bit. This is a sports show after all, and he is the god, one of my idols, Stancil Athletics. Oh, what did I do today? Oh, no big deal. Ran 3.5 miles, did some sprints, did some hills. Oh, boy. Then we did core. Then, of course, we did it. We did a little core on the cable core, I call it. Cable on the cores. We did the rope crunches, of course. We did the low to high and high to low cable pulls. And then the hanging leg raises and repeat that 3 times and then run another 2 miles and then shower in the gym and be naked in the locker room. I do it almost daily now. If you're not naked in the locker room, you're a coward and I don't want anything to do with you. You have to take all of your clothes off in the locker room. I don't go around flaunting my bird like the old guys. I still face the lockers, but I don't care. I don't care. I go completely naked. I towel off my hair while my dong is hanging around. Kelly, do you ever get naked in the locker room?
I do. Sometimes. Not all the time. I usually shower at home, but sometimes I do.
You ever get naked in the locker room and then a girl looks at you a certain way and you guys start making out on one of the benches?
I do in the steam room.
You're sick. Kelly P joins us. Kelly P is me, also known as Kelly Pizme. Back by popular demand, more pictures of her ass instead of her face, which I'll take any day. How are you doing?
I'm good. I heard you talking on my way. You're in a bad mood. Why are you in a bad mood? What happened between yesterday and when we talked last?
Why not?
I don't know. Be happy.
The world is dying. I feel bad for the planet. Not the people, but the planet. There's really very little point to life. Everyone is lost in nonsense. And whatever. Who cares? I'll just do a 10-minute episode and that's it.
No, we're not doing a 10-minute episode.
What'd you do? You went out drinking last night, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I went to my dive bar and I drank a little bit with my friends and I played slots. And then
I'll play a slot.
And then I came home.
Yeah, I got a call at 3:15 in the morning.
You did? Did you answer?
No.
Okay.
No, I got home from work and went straight to bed like a good boy. Didn't even smoke because I'm an adult and just go to bed. And I didn't even eat. I haven't eaten since about 5 o'clock yesterday still. And
why don't you go eat an almond?
Yeah. Maybe I'll eat an almond with a side of salmon and get some eggs, because that's how they're all spelled and that's how they're all pronounced. Now, would you like to say salmon and almond for me, please? I know you've been working on it.
Almond.
Mm-hmm. Now do the fish.
Salmon.
Right. Now say it normal. I say
salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon. Almond.
What?
Salmon and almond is how I say it. You
see how ridiculous it is when you actually pronounce the word slowly and how it's spelled, and then all these mongoloids. Salmon.
Salmon. Salmon.
Salmon. It's spelled salmon. There's an L there, folks. Fucking wake the fuck up.
What about eggs?
Eggs.
Eggs. This salmon. This is what we do behind the scenes, people. You're breaking.
There is no wall. Behind the scenes. It's all the same thing. Salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah. How did you used to say it?
Salmon.
No.
Salmon.
This is why the world is falling apart. Everybody's fucking retarded. Listen. There's an L in almond. There's an L in salmon. Salmon. Almond. Egg. Say it right.
All right. I'll do one more. Almond. Salmon. Egg.
Good girl. Now, where were we? Oh, you were out being hedonistic, a drunken fool, weren't you?
No hedonistic behavior last night.
Just degeneracy.
Just degeneracy at a dive bar. That's all. Nothing crazy.
Oh, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
What do you think about Vince pooping on that girl's head?
It's gross. That girl was
she liked it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to get.
She probably liked it. That's a problem with you birds.
What if she pooped on his head?
You like everything till you don't.
Would it be different if she pooped on his head?
Women have the dedication of moths.
Stop it.
As soon as something else comes along, you just, oh, look at do, do. Woo. Oh, look, a cock. Oh.
Wrong.
Oh, look, there's money. Oh.
Wrong.
Oh, light. Oh, pretty. Oh, a bag. Oh, that's what women do in their head, right?
Like a Balenciaga bag?
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. I could care less about material things, and you know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I care about the material in your ass. Yeah. Now, have you ever had your head pooped on?
No.
What about piss play?
Yes.
Tell the truth.
I am, yes.
Wow.
Not on my head.
So then where?
In the shower.
What? Like, that's gay. Like while the shower was running?
Yeah, kind of. Like in the shower on my knees.
On your leg?
On my face.
You said it wasn't your head.
Well, my head is not my face. I thought you meant like the top of my head.
Are you an idiot? Your face is on your head.
All right, then my head, yes.
So you did have, you had pee on your head.
Yeah, pee on my head.
Made yellow on your head.
Mm-hmm. Not into it.
Old Vinnie Mac made brown on a lady's skull to her pleasure.
That's gross. That's so gross. How does that even come about? Like, does he like broach the subject to her? Like, how does it go? Tell me in his voice how that would go.
Oh, Janelle, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you around. Come here, Janelle. That was her name in the text. You can see me read the full text on yesterday's Ski Mask Collective. Let me just pull up one of the texts to remind myself the things he said.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't read this yesterday, by the way. Here's a bonus. I already told him, baby. By the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays, but not this coming one, and the occasional Saturday. But maybe I can shift it to Thursday nights. Johnny would like all the above. Who is this Johnny?
Who's Johnny?
I don't know.
Is Johnny his alter ego? Or is Johnny one of his the men that he was talking to?
I think he was, I think old Vinnie Mac, more of a voyeur. By the way, I broke the story yesterday because I'm a real person who knows people. I broke the story yesterday on SMC that I know someone firsthand who used to clean Vince's house and found a drawer full of dildos and sex toys, literally full to the brim, a full drawer of dildos. And now it's in the news, so maybe I'll be in TMZ. TMZ, somebody get hold of TMZ's lawyers and tell them to contact me. Because I have the real scoop. That's what happens when you grow up in Stanford. Anywho, that is a true story. I did not make that up. Here's what Johnny said after I told him that's part of the deal. That part of the deal was fucking you. He said, LOL, that's your turf. She will be ruined after me and leave your ass.
Oh, my
goodness. Plus, after me, your tool won't fit anymore.
These kind of remind me of our texts.
These sound eerily similar to the texts we send back and forth to each other.
Kind of, yeah. Wow.
All right, we'll talk about, I mean, Vince is technically sports. We'll talk about sports. What do you have to, are you going to bring anything to the table or are you just going to weigh me down?
No, what do you want to talk about? We're talking about sports. Two games. Let's see. We can talk
about.
We're
not getting to the games yet. The games at the end. We're not talking about the games.
Okay.
We'll talk about the games, but not now.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to. You brought nothing. I'll just keep going.
Shut up. Everything.
I just want to give a shout out to Dalton Pruitt, whose Twitter account has been nuked. He's been doing the Lord's work of tweeting Taylor Swift AI images of her being pregnant and fat, and the fucking Swifties, I credit where credit's due, I guess. They're ruthless and they won't have any dissent from Taylor Swift. So, you've watched all season. You know I'm Ravens all the way. I told you in like week 10 the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl and winning it. So, Stancil Stradamus, but it's not even anything to boast about at this point because I'm just right. Oh boy, now she left. Ha ha ha. Just like she probably saw a light or something, or somebody's bag. Oh, high drama here. I don't give a shit. Who cares? Just like the rest. Goodbye. I guess I should check my Hinge, huh? Yeah, here's one image. This is one of my favorites of Taylor Swift. Of course, in her McDonald's garb after a few meals. This is after the Chiefs lose later and does some shame eating, of course. We're remembering the Twitter account of Dalton Pruitt. Now, did you leave because I was mean to you?
No, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. How about this one?
These are crazy. He's been making these?
Yeah, his account doesn't exist anymore because of the goddamn Swifties. And
I don't like her. She bothers me.
Yeah, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
It's just over. I don't get it. She's annoying. And this whole thing, I think after football, I think I give this relationship another 4 months. Over under? That's my...
I mean, Dalton seems, it seems like she's going to get pregnant. You think she'll get pregnant?
I hope not.
Now, are you open to getting pregnant and having a barn tard, as Chuck Mangione calls him?
Yeah, we've talked about it, but I think my scrambled eggs wouldn't be able to maintain a BB.
Well, I don't mind. Now, actually, that's a great segue that you didn't even mean to do. Speaking of retard babies, and you can say retard again, and I believe you could say faggot again. That's what I've seen in the papers, and I'm just reporting YouTube's lawyers. So now talking about retard babies, you've been watching Love on the Spectrum.
I am obsessed with that show. I love it. I love that show so much.
And anyone remind you of me?
Which one is his name? Not Tyler. Which guy? No, the couple, David and Abby. That's us.
That's a bit on the nose.
Yep, David and Abby. They go on safari.
By the way, Abby is a fucking smoke show. I don't care if she's dimwitted. I'd pound her out.
Mm-hmm. I bet you
would. Would you fuck any of the autistic boys?
No.
Come on. They probably got hogs on them.
I'd probably fuck the girl before the guy. Oh my God. You're awful. It's the best show.
I like dinosaurs. Do you like dinosaurs? My favorite dinosaur is a pterodactyl. He didn't used to, his beak was over 3 feet
and
long.
Then he's like, oh, what's his name? Is that what's his name? Tyler?
What was that? Season one, that guy?
Yeah, but he's in season two and he's like, what are your favorite animals? I like monkeys. I like gorillas. I like this. I don't like alligators. I don't like these. I don't like that. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Can you hold this? It's like,
oh, I love when they ask to go to the bathroom. It's one of my favorite parts. They always have to. I'm going to start doing that on dates.
May I go to the bathroom, please?
Do you mind if I have to go to the bathroom? Do you mind if I go to the bathroom? I'm going to start doing that.
On dates?
Sure. Maybe all the time. Maybe I'm just autistic.
I think you are. I think you're a tad on the spectrum.
Shut up. I wrote the special ed bus for my behavior.
As you should have. It hasn't changed.
Bad boy. I've always been a bad boy. You know, the systems and the powers that be will want you to be good and follow the rules, but what you realize when you're 38 is that it's all nonsense and that's all just to keep you in their system. And I was right all along, and I'm glad I don't have any goddamn regrets in the world about my behavior, because I was always right and the system is rigged, racked me. Now Abby is hot.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She's the one with the hazel eyes and the dark skin.
Yeah, she's the one that goes on safari.
Ooh.
And then the other girl,
you look down upon me if I had sexual relations with an autistic girl? I mean, I might be having them right now, frankly.
Frankly, you are. Would I look down upon you? No, no. They need love. I wouldn't care.
What if I just used her for her body and didn't date her?
That's okay. Sometimes we got to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
The other girl is cute. The other girl looks like she reminds me of like a real life Lisa Simpson. The one that has like the dimples and the glasses. She's little. She's
I don't
like,
know.
I like to keep my body tight. I'm Ooh. Really concerned about that. Yeah, you know, she's in season two.
She's cute. There's one of them that can. Yeah, Abby can get it. And I think Lisa Simpson can get it too.
Lisa Simpson can get it.
Calm down. Only I can say that.
Okay, sorry.
Well, anyway, all right. That's the end of the show.
Stop. Let's see. What else? What else happened yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I don't know. Throughout the week, what do you want to talk about?
Who cares? I'm done with this planet. Frankly, we've been treating it like shit.
What does the chat say? I can't get in the chat for some reason.
Look at the chat? They're all poor, cheap pieces of shit. I haven't seen a single super.
Do
chat,
they want us to do anything?
A loser. Ew. What is this? What is this fucking Twitch? We don't fucking do just. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Twitch is gay. Listen, Twitch is gay. Reddit is gay. Discord is gay. That's all gay nerd stuff. I don't have any part of it. Luis J. Gomez is gay. Clip it, Bex. James McKeon, Niners win. Top of the morning, John LaGruda. Top of the morning to you. Early, says Chris Mack. I assume that is that you on the West Coast. I got to talk about the Chargers, and I got to talk about the Eagles. That reminds me. How much to get a personalized workout from Stancil? If you're serious, if you're talking about sex, I will do that. And if you're talking about an actual workout, as has been said ad nauseum, and I'll say it forever until people stop watching, I was a certified personal trainer by the National Academy of Sports Medicine for over 5 years, as well as an All-American lacrosse player, and just an all-around tremendous athlete, basketball player, baseball all-star. pick up backyard football running back legend in Fairfield County. Shut up. So yes, Lady Slug, creep into my DMs on something. If you really want to work out, I'll hook you up. Can you change your ass to just one pick instead of the gallery effect? They want to look at your ass more.
Oh, I don't know how to do that while I'm in here, because then I might drop out.
Oh, God, heaven forbid. Leo Gunn's in the house, of course. The great.
Hi, Leo Gunn.
Oh, here we go. Chris Mack. I'll never forget my fifth grade teacher saying almond like Amon during a spelling test. Nobody knew what the fuck the lady was talking about. Thank you, Chris Mack. There's an I'm an English major, minor in marketing. And yes, there's an L in almond. Almond. Salmon. Say it, Kelly.
Almond. Salmon. A. Yeah.
Good girl. Yes, total. Please, there needs to be a huge groundswell movement of putting the. I'm going to make a hat that says put the L back in almond. Okay. And I'm sure that'll sell well. Yo, wow, Kenny, big news. Stancil, I bit your idea of befriending a murder of crows. They gifted me a dime. 10 cents American on this rainy morning. Look at that.
You are the crow whisperer.
I'm out of crow season here. Unfortunately, it's cold. I did bring peanuts on my walk the other day with the dogs. That's a fact, actually. Women don't poop, Kelly. Duh. Can you confirm this?
Is that for who? Women poop.
Gross. Lose my number.
We poop. Sorry. No. Okay. No pooping. Wow. We don't poop or fart.
Shut up. The beautiful KB is in the chat. I'd like to see you two get together. Why don't you both come out Colorado way in May, in last weekend of May, and we'll. I don't know. I got nothing. Something sexual. I don't know. Autism. I can't read it. It's too many words. Listen, you're going to have to super chat if you actually want me to definitely read it. We got a lot to get. Listen, them titties aren't retarded. I mean, that's a good point. All right, I'm done with this. Just nothing here. I mean, this all. I mean, you got a super chat if you want me to. I mean, I can't. I mean, what are you? I mean, what are they? I mean, what are these gentlemen? I mean, what are they? I mean. Anyway, Oh, I saw that. I texted Kelly this morning, but there's a couple that goes to my gym that I'm going to be sent to jail for murdering soon. Before we even get to them specifically, let's talk about couples working out. Any couples you see working out together in a gym have clear childhood abandonment issues, mental instability, and just weak people in general. Working out with anyone else in general is a weak trait. You see a group of three guys working out. They're all betas. No matter what they look like, they're betas. I haven't worked out with another human in probably over a decade. And listen, you do the math, folks. And
it's gay. Working out with someone Celsius is gay. Hitting. It's hitting. How many have you had so far?
This is number one.
Okay.
I haven't eaten in a long time. I've just been pounding Celsius. Yeah, working out with anyone is gay. Working out with a spouse or a partner is the top of Everest of gay cuck beta behavior. Now, listen, it's one thing to go to the gym together. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. I can live, hey, let's go to, you live together. Hey, let's go to the gym at 10. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. I'll see you at noon. I'll see you at 1. We'll leave.
Right.
That I can deal with. I can't deal with these couples holding each other's pockets as they walk around the gym The guy scared a girl the guy scared another guy will pound them out in front of them, and the girl scared of everything that moves. But you see it all the time. Listen, again, certified personal trainer here. You shouldn't be doing the same workouts, really. There's different workouts women should be doing than men, especially depends on your goals. You're trying to tell me the girl and the guy have the same fitness goals for their body? No. It's gay cuck behavior. And you're a lady, I think, Kelly. Would you care to comment?
It is cuck behavior. I've never worked out with another person unless it was a trainer. And unless I was boxing or it was a personal trainer and I had one-on-one, but no.
Shut that fucking dog up.
I can't. Sorry. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'd see these people at the gym and it's like, what? You know, just go. You go do your thing. I'll go do my thing.
Is that Charlotte or Stella?
It's Stella. Sorry.
What's her problem?
I don't know. Let me ask her.
Send Stella. Her the link. Just yeah. Send her the link. Send her They're, the link.
They'll do well. We'll get them on.
They will do well.
Yeah. No, I think it's retarded. And like,
whoa, you can't say. Oh, yes, you can say that now.
Yeah, you said I could say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these, like, what do you think's going to happen if you leave your girl for 2 hours? I don't understand.
Because I'll tell you what will happen. Let me tell you.
I heard yesterday you said you were going to. Can I say that R word on here?
Yeah, you can. I don't listen.
You said, you were going to start. Show,
I don't care. The planet is done.
You said you were going to start.
Society isn't breaking down. It's done. Nobody knows common courtesy. Everyone is totally selfish. So, yes, I will eventually. And hello, YouTube lawyers. This is a comedy podcast. Disclaimer. Yes, I am eventually going to rape a woman in the gym because of the clothes they wear. So maybe their boyfriend should hang around when I'm around, when daddy's around, when the alpha's around, because I mean, these clothes they're wearing, I mean, I really will. It's getting to the point I'll have no choice. Again today, Kelly, on the treadmill, 20 treadmills in front of me, and a girl comes in wearing basically underwear and no shirt and has to go on the one right in front of me. I mean, clearly she wants me to R-word her, right?
I don't know.
You There's, do that? What, do you see a hot, do you see a hot guy at the gym and specifically go do a workout near him or get on a machine near him? Is that a thing?
Nope.
Really? Never?
No, I just go there to work out. I don't go there to, you know, impress anybody. Or if were there other treadmills open, or did she just go right there?
Totally open.
Yeah, then maybe she would. Yeah. And what is she wearing? Is she, like, no shorts, no pants?
She's wearing the fucking skin tight yoga pants where I could see the freckles on her ass.
Oh, brother.
I could see the hairs on her ass and how tight they were. Fine with me. Just don't get mad when, I force myself upon you. That's all. Not a big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's how nature, listen, it's nature. You ever seen animals having sex? They just, the male just grabs the female and rapes her.
Can we talk about animals? I can segue into a funny story about animals having sex.
But what?
At my, maybe like 5 years ago, 6 years ago at my other clinic, they used to have a reproduction unit for dogs, right? For breeding. And I used to have to go in the room. There was a guy and he was responsible for jerking the dogs off, making them make white and putting it in a container. Now, if he didn't want to do that, you would bring the stud and the bitch in the room together. The stud.
That's the name of this podcast, The Stud and the Bitch.
Call this episode The Stud and the Bitch.
Adam, and, call this episode The Stud and the Bitch.
And the stud would enter the bitch, make white inside of her, then or make white. We'd collect it, and then they'd go
this
on
is
their
filthy.
Way.
This is filthy. We...
This is disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is what happened at an old clinic when they like.
It's a family show. We only talk about rape and retards. This is coming, making dogs come.
Yeah, it's dog gross. Sex. Dog sex, and sometimes the owners would want to come in the room and be present and watch it.
Leo Gunn wants to know if you're talking about Rob Saul jerking off the dog. Inside MLC, good one, Leo Gunn. That made me laugh.
Yeah, so, it's a job. It's a job. Like, here, let's put this on
LinkedIn. He jerked off the dog inside the bitch.
He jerked off the dog and then inseminated the bitch.
Jeez.
And this was his job.
What's the biggest dog dick you seen?
I don't.
Or did it turn you on?
No, it didn't turn me on, but probably a bull mastiff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A big black bull mastiff.
Oh, all right. Calm down.
That's what I now call my toy, big black bull mastiff.
Oh God! Now you're getting all excited.
Just waiting for my Valentine's present.
Hedonistic talk. Well, I'm waiting on something else, and then maybe you'll get your Valentine's Day present, and then maybe you'll get. Hold on, is it here? And then maybe you'll get also a little shit. No, not little shit. Hold on. Okay. Oh, boy. It's a totally different show now. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. We need a producer.
What are you doing?
Help! There we go. I'm trying to see something. It's called marketing, and maybe with your little Valentine's Day gift, maybe you'll get one of these. Oh shit. One of these.
Oh, the butt pill t-shirt.
Pill shirt.
Hot off the presses.
SkiMaskCollective.com. Get your butt pill shirt made by Fat JC.
Yeah, you guys gotta get
might as well get a mandolin. Watch out for the mandolin, please. Please watch out, but definitely a butt pill. SkiMaskCollective.com, the best merch ever made in the history of the universe. And look at
me. That mandolin story is funny.
What do you think about that? I know this is a sports show, and we will talk about football in a second.
Oh, I think it's pathetic. That is beta. Well, I mean, did you take
condescending. It. You know what? The condescending, the passive aggressive bullshit you women do. Really wants me to go back to the 50s or earlier and just strike you in the mouth when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, she reminds me.
Did you take a nap? Because that was my request.
Did you take a nap? Did you pick up your toys? Did you pick up your toys? Did you take a nap? She reminds me of, remember that show with all the kids? Kate Gosling.
John and Kate plus eight.
Oh, God.
Talk about Chuck.
She was awful. She was the epitome of just the nagging, incessantly awful woman.
Show off my shirt.
Gross. Oh, it's nice.
This is back when whatever happened to what's our dear friend's name? Who used to make the art for Compound? Torelli.
Oh, Torelli.
What happened to Torelli? I feel like he soured on Compound, but it's a whole other story. Yes, Kate was a real bitch. But that guy is a cuck. And what did he try to have another career or something? Anyway, who cares? Now I'm just looking at the picture of your ass, actually.
In your phone or on the screen?
On the screen.
Oh, okay.
I'll look at the picture of your ass. Based Kelly. Like that. Fuck it. This is a hack issue. But it was in the news this week because of the golfer. What do you think of trans athletes, specifically men pretending? Listen, this is a non-PC podcast, also a comedy podcast. Specifically the men who pretend to be women, and it is pretending. Come on, cut the shit.
It's a fucking joke. Like, you can't really truly expect a man who is born with a penis, who has different DNA, who has different chromosomes and different genetically built different to compete with women. Like, it can't happen.
Did you see what Caitlyn Jenner said?
No, what'd she say?
Oh, she said, well, listen, I could outdrive these guys by 100 yards, but they don't see me going out there and playing it. I don't play in tournaments because I outdrive these women by 100 yards because I'm a man.
I'm Bruce.
And then she talked to And then she was talking to Randy Newman. He said, I support women athletes. I support trans athletes. And I love, because I'm from L.A. And I like L.A. And I don't mind trans athletes. Well, you're just a fucking idiot then, Randy. You fucking douche. You know, I fully admit that I was born a man, and now that I'm a woman, it doesn't matter. You don't know that. You got, well, let me tell you, Caitlin, you got a friend in me. Now, I don't need friends like you. You love these filthy trannies. Anyway, that's our impersonation section of the program.
Yeah. I don't impersonate anybody.
I just wanted Randy Newman to talk to Caitlyn Jenner for a second.
I liked it. I liked the combo. Do you like Caitlyn better than Bruce, or did you like Bruce better? And did you have the Wheaties box?
No, Bruce was a douche. Caitlyn's that dude. I like Caitlyn. Caitlyn's the shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you listen to, I'm sure some of our fellow audiophiles listen to Tim Dillon, but did you know Caitlyn Jenner was at Tim Dillon's Labor Day party?
I did know that.
His classic quote, and she got there early. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, but I forgot.
She got early, and he said, I teach all... She got there 15 minutes early. And you know what she said? She said, I teach all my children to be punctual. I'm never late to anything. I'm always punctual. That's it.
I love that. You should learn that, being punctual.
I am. What are you talking about? I'm always punctual. If this is late, it's because it's on purpose.
Okay. All right. Well, we're
learning. Or because of audio issues. Whatever.
What else is in the news?
I don't know. I guess we could talk about sports a little bit. Your friends, your Philly.
Oh, I talked to them last night. Sorry.
Oh, your Philly comic friends?
Yeah, I talked to him before he went to Naeem.
Who?
Naeem, I said.
Naeem Ali.
Yeah, so he was in Madison. It was funny. He was in Madison on Friday night, and then they were in Milwaukee last night. So he texted me and was like, oh, we're going back here. So then he calls me and he's about to go on. He's looking for weed. He's trying to get weed. And he's like, all they have is this Delta 8 shit out here. So he's trying to find weed. And then I said, how was Madison? And how is it there? He goes, they all look alike, and they all look like they're bored as fuck with their lives.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's the Midwest. And he's just like, yeah, it's sad.
Well, I told the story. Sorry, go ahead.
And then he I'm sure he had a good show. And then at 3 o'clock, he texted me that he was still drunk. And then this morning at 10, I think it was like 10:30, because I was out, he texted me on the plane back to Philly, still drunk.
Good for him.
So I'm sure they I'm sure they had a good night.
Good. There you go. There's some inside baseball for you. Yeah, I have I've told the story before, but I have a wife in Wisconsin, technically.
No, she's a stripper.
Yeah, but I didn't meet her in the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
I married her when she was bartending, and she had a panther tattooed over her vagina. Care to comment?
Yeah, I want to vomit.
true story. And then she called me 22-hour drive back. She called me like a bunch of times the week following, basically trying to visit me. And then it culminated in her saying her house was robbed and she lost everything.
There's always
I still have her number.
I know. There's always a fucking backstory with these loons that you associate yourself. There's always a story. There's always something.
Brooke.
Oh, my God.
920. Look up 920 area code.
Okay. What do you think she does now?
Gets eaten by worms. She's dead. Are you looking up the area code? Are you there? Oh, this is great. That's great, too. Anywho, did you mute yourself? What the hell's going on? You're not muted. Yeah, she's just gay. Well, anyway, I want to talk about sports, actually, after 40 minutes.
I'm here.
Oh, so what are we doing? What's the 9-2 area code?
Oh, Oshkosh.
Wisconsin?
Oshkosh Bagosh. Yeah, Wisconsin.
So there you go. I do have her number still.
You do.
Philly hired, did you see this? Philly hired the Chargers offensive coordinator.
I saw a little bit, but I didn't really look into it.
I mean, there's nothing else to look into. I only read headlines because who gives a fuck? I have a life. But my point is the Chargers coming off with the weapons they have on offense, the year they just had with a great quarterback, by the way, maybe the most beautiful boy in the NFL, Justin Herbert.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes.
Yeah, you like Victor. I get it.
Victor. I love Victor, but I like Jimmy.
He looks just like him.
I know. You know he's from Chicago?
Victor?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right. Don't get your crotch all wet. Calm down.
Should I drive by his parents' house?
Yeah, and twiddle yourself while you do it. My point is, how is Sirianni? How are they hiring? What is going on in Philly? What a shit show that organization has become after halfway through the season, having the division locked up, losing the division. And now you're hiring an offensive coordinator from a team who had, to say they had a down year is an understatement. And you have a coach who totally lost the team in the second half of the year and you didn't get rid of them. That dumb wops they have on that sideline with Nick Sirianni and that fat security guard. If I was Philly, I'd be cleaning house. Instead, they're bringing in losers under a head coach who's also a loser with the talent they have on that roster. Just totally lost over there in Philly. But good. Fuck Philly. Their fans are pieces of shit. World-renowned pieces of shit, of course. What the hell? That's all I got. Like I said, I don't read much. Jim Harbaugh to the Chargers and related Charger news. So good for them. Good for Geno. That made me sick. And anything else on sports?
No. What's the guy's name with that? What team does that guy play on with that Italian agent? I can't remember.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. The Giants. Do you like him?
No.
Do you like his agent?
They're all no. it's what I talk, and I think we talked about this on the dump a while ago. With Steve Conte and Bobby Tamburo, which I'll be back February 13th, of course. No, they're caricature, just like everybody else but most of the other Italians in the tri-state, they're caricatures of actual Italians. They're nothing they do is done in actual Italy. They're Italian Americans, which more and more has absolutely nothing to do with actual Italian culture. They say moots. They eat chicken parms. Go to Italy. They don't eat any of this shit. Mozzarella, they do. They don't eat pizza. They make good spaghetti and they use tomato sauce, but they don't eat any of the shit we eat here in America. The culture is totally. They don't have this bombastic attitude that these dumb Italian Americans. And I'm a Sicilian American, and these people make me sick. So no, Tommy DeVito and his family can get fucked. Sorry, Steve, their fellow Staten Islanders of Steve, but it's just the classic Italians that I hate that really know nothing of the history or culture of the country and are just basically caricatures of basically cartoons of what Italian people are.
Mm-hmm. But you make delicious chicken cutlets.
Oh, my God. Not only that. Boy, did I make! I made broccoli rabe the other day.
Oh, you did make it!
My God! That's all I can say. I gotta make a whole batch this week because it was just too good, and a very simple dish. Again, all this Gavone Italian food is fake. It's not what they actually eat. Simple, simple, light stuff. If you go to Italy, is all they eat. Not this heavy ass tomatoes and sauce and cheese on everything. That's American. That's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fuck Tommy DeVito. fuck his leprechaun Italian agent. And yeah, hopefully enjoys the XFL.
We still have to get that other Guido on the dump, but that's another story.
Oh, you're the Sopranos guy?
Yeah, Vito. Remember when he dropped his number and said he'd do it for five? Now he's promoting a book. So maybe we could, I should revisit the issue.
So you, he was creeping in your DMs, right?
Oh my God. Was it like 2 years ago? Oh, and he's got an elk, like a vodka line out or something. So actually that would be perfect for that. Yeah. I think it was a couple of years ago. He just got in and creeped in. And I mean, oh my God. That's like a whole thing.
Husey asks, hey, girl hair, do you endorse the IRA? Think carefully.
Oh, Husey's here?
It's a weird question to ask since he's from England. I don't know why he would care about Ireland so much.
I think he's from Sweden. Yeah.
I think so. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Europe, it's all the same.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, I still don't understand anything about Irish history, Northern Ireland, IRA. They're all mushmouth drunks in my eyes. Speaking of, if I don't kill myself, I may very well be at Casey's later this evening. Of course, last week I was with the legends, Tommy Seven Names, Aunt Mead, and the two Julios. And if things, like I said, if I am not in a rageful killing mood later, I will probably end up at Casey's this very evening. So stay tuned for that.
Best
anything else
America.
Before we get to these actual games? Do you want to talk anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we're caught up. Let me think.
Your week? Any notes from your week?
Oh, my week was good. Work uneventful, nothing exciting. I don't know. Let me see. Did you send Bobo the link?
No, that was your job.
Oh fuck.
You're Bobo's muse. You're the Bobo whisperer.
I am the Bobo whisperer. Well, I forgot. And he said he'd do it. God damn it.
All right. Well, guess what?
It's time.
Wait for it. It's absolutely time. Absolutely time. The picks, only two more weeks of picks counting this one. And that's not even, and it's only going to be one game. So listen, the season's basically over. As we've talked about, unfortunately, the classic Sundays are of yore. It's over. But we have two games this evening. I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to bang on it. You know what? Let me cut the music till I make the actual picks, because let me ruminate on this. But that was a nice little teaser. I don't know why. I have my reason why, which I'll give. But to not have the Chiefs game at 6, the Chiefs-Ravens as the early game, is pretty idiotic. Obviously, that's the game the nation wants to see. It's a game we've essentially been waiting for from the beginning of the year, which, I think it's interesting. All the parody, all the crazy teams, all the, we had six team, half the league, more than half. What was it? I think only two teams were eliminated from the playoffs going into week 16 or 15, something like that. All the parity, all the tight, close records, and in the end, it's the teams we figured would be there, minus the Lions. We got the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Niners. All teams week one people thought would be in championship weekend. So that's interesting, which, as I said from the beginning, the cream always rises to the top, and here we are. Speaking of cream, maybe I'll give you a call later, Kelly, if you know what I mean. And I don't know why, like I said, to put the Chiefs as the early game is an affront to God. The only reason I can come up with why they did it is because the 6:30 slot is going to naturally get more views. So they put the lesser demand of a game in that slot, because that way the early game gets more views than it should, because everybody wants to watch it. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They all want to watch Taylor Swift. Yeah. cares?
Oh, I hope she falls out of the skybox and dies.
Me too. Her and Mrs. Mahomes.
Like, oh, I hate. And let me. I'll say this. At least Taylor Swift has arguably some talent. I mean, she had, or at least faked it enough to get filthy rich. Brittany Mahomes is just a piece of shit and just the worst person in the world, the worst girl in the bar. Like, you could just tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck it. I guess that doesn't matter. All right. Chiefs at the Ravens. Since there's only two games, we'll go, we'll pick with the spread, and we'll also do the over-under as we do every year. What is this, our third year of Sports Mass Collective?
Wait, did you tell them this is episode 69, by the way?
It is episode 69. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I just got hot over the wire. I forgot about this. Ski Mask just texted me. If you're a fan of the show, you know Ski Mask went to the same high school as Patrick Mahomes and Brittany. And I just got a text from Ski Mask. She was a cunt in high school. Cunt in all caps.
I believe it.
There you go. So, again, Sansel Stradamus backwards or something. But, of course, I was right, and I didn't even know I was exactly right. But I could just know. Yes, we'll do the... No, it is episode 69. How do you feel about the 69 position?
I enjoy it. One of my favorites.
All right. Do you like to be on top or the bottom of a 69?
I like to be on top.
Really?
I mean, it depends.
I guess that's correct.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're getting a cock shoved down your throat.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I bet. Anywho, we're going to pick the spread and the over-unders, and there's only two games. We have the Kansas City Chiefs on the road again, 2 weeks in a row, they're going down to Bullmore, hun. They're going down there to Bullmore. They're going to go down there, get some of the, what's that beer? What's the beer with the winking guy on it? Somebody in the chat. I'm blanking. What's the beer? What's the Baltimore beer with the winking guy on it? Fuck!
Can't think of it.
Chat, somebody, what's the Baltimore beer? Hedy Bo. I think I'm actually right. Whatever. How much do you weigh, Kelly? Over 200?
Over under, yeah. No,
Johnny
what?
Johnny Chopsticks wants to know.
Girl doesn't tell. Ask him to guess by the pictures.
I don't know. Anywho, they're going down to Bullmore, hon. They're going to get some of that. Hedy Bo. Yeah. I am right. Thank you, Chris Mack. Going to get some of that Hedy Bo beers, hon. On down to Bullmore, hon. We'll take your walk. You don't go down over there. You got to stay in the Inner Harbor. Stay in the Inner Harbor there. You don't want to go over to the east side there. You're getting into trouble over there, hon. Anyway, the Chiefs are going down to Baltimore. They're getting 4.5, and the over-under is 44. Kelly, chivalry is endangered but not dead, and I'm a gentleman, so I'll let you go first.
I'm taking Baltimore. They need to win. I don't want the Chiefs. I'm done with them.
That's your analysis? I'm taking Baltimore because they need to win.
Yeah, they need to win. They will win, and fuck the Chiefs. They don't, this whole, I don't like Patrick Mahomes. I don't like Travis Kelce. I just don't like them. Baltimore has worked harder. They deserve it.
Husey says, I wish Kelly's audio has even more background noise. Is that possible? Can you get the dogs barking?
Okay. All right, Husey.
God, she's getting angry. I can tell. So you're taking the Ravens -4.5, mind you. We're betting with the spread here. You can't let emotions get involved with betting.
Yeah, I'm betting with the spread. And by the way, did you put that money in yet that Ski Mask gave you?
I'll bet your spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. I'm going to put $20 on this.
And then we're splitting it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Husey says you're a count without the O. I think he's calling you a cunt.
All right, Husey, we'll speak after the show.
No, don't talk to him. Don't talk to any of these cretins off the air.
Sorry, cretins.
No, you're mine. You're only mine.
Mine.
Yeah. Okay, so you're taking the Ravens -4.5.
Yes, Daddy.
I'm about to make this thing private and fucking make Wyatt under this microphone. Over under 44, Kelly.
Over under 44. Over. Under.
Is this, what is this? The Price is Right? You're just saying. Are you going to put any analysis into this?
No, I'm not like you.
Natty Bo. Natty Bo. God damn it.
Natty Bo, not Hetty Bo.
Shut up. Buy me some time. Say something worthwhile about this game while I look up the name of this beer.
This game is going to be like people are, you know, it's so stupid is there's so many people that have jumped on this dumb bandwagon of football just because of Taylor Swift. And it's so stupid. People that would
Natty
never
Bo,
know.
He's right.
Natty Bo. People who'd never know shit about football. And now all these girls are watching. I mean, I don't know where I watched the game a couple weeks ago. And it was like, these girls are watching it at the bar. And it's like, you know nothing about football. You're there to watch a pop star. I don't know. I wasn't looking at the girls. But, you know, it's just stupid. Dumb young girls.
Ooh, hopefully full of cum. And if not, I'll take care of that. Get them pregnant. And then either totally never contact them again or push them down a flight of stairs. Now, I guess it's my turn. The Stance with Shadamas, the All-American, your resident All-American, the only All-American podcaster hosting a comedy podcast on the planet, possibly the universe. I'm not sure if aliens have podcasts. They are real, obviously. It goes by the numbers. There are billions and trillions of other universes. It's a numbers game. Obviously, there's intelligent life out there. Do they have podcasts or not? I'm not sure. Are any of them MCLA third team Division B defensive All-Americans? Highly doubt it. So that means I'm the only person in the universe who's doing this. With that said, Chiefs on the road. Listen, this is the game, current game of the year. We have a game of the year every week. That's how it works. Game of the year, all roads led to this. I would argue this is the Super Bowl. I think whoever wins this is winning the Super Bowl. I would love the Ravens to win. If you watch the show, you know I've been high on the Ravens all year. I've said all year, I think they are in a different tier of all the other NFL teams, including the Niners, with their defense and quarterback put together and the other weapons they have on offense. Listen, the Chiefs are also the Chiefs. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, they are absolutely a dynasty. Any team that wins three Super Bowls is a dynasty. They will be undeniable. They will be there with the Patriots.
The Bears.
We're not going into ancient history.
Okay, but we're a dynasty.
Dynasty of failure.
Okay. Continue.
When did you win a Super Bowl? 40 years ago?
85.
Yeah. That's 40 years ago. That's 38 years ago. I know because I was born in 85.
I know.
Listen, I'm not worried about the Chiefs on the road. Weather, again, these are both outdoor teams anyway, so weather not a factor for either team here. So here's what we're going to do as far as the betting is concerned, which at the end of the day is all that matters. We're taking you. There's no way. And I saw someone say it at the top of the chat, and he's absolutely right. There is no way you can't take Chiefs and points, period, especially 4.5. It's obviously Chiefs and the points. Ravens win, Chiefs cover. Rack me. This is going to be a tight game. I'm going to say it's going to be a 2-point game. Stancil Stradamus me on that. I'm taking the Chiefs and the Ravens win, Chiefs cover with the points. Easiest money you'll make today. Now, here's a little pro tip. I bought points. We say bought points in degenerate gambling. I have the Chiefs at 7.5 just to ensure the win. It was still under 200 odds, so that's great. So buy a couple points on DraftKings, ensure your win. It's still good odds. Like I said, I think it was still it was like minus 180 or something like that when I got it. This is also a good one to tack on a few points as insurance on the Chiefs here. But this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to live up to the hype, honestly. Two great defenses, two great offenses, which leads me us to the over-under of 44. I am pounding the over here. I know generally the playoffs are lower scoring games. However good the defenses are, these offenses on both sides are better. If you're going to tell me both teams aren't going to score at least 22 points, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. I think it's an E. Again, I bought some points the other way here because I took the over. I brought it down to 39.5 and took the over. There's some insure, a little pro tip for you bettors out there as well for a little insurance. A lot of people going under here. I think most people are going under because they're caught up in the defenses. But look at the offenses. Look at the weapons on the Chiefs. Look at Rashee Rice finally becoming the number one wide receiver in the postseason. It took all season, but he's there. What else can be said about Lamar Jackson, what he can do with the ball in his hands, and the weapons they have at the receiver? And don't look now, but Andrews is back this week off of IR, which I think will be a huge factor. If you want to do a little side bet, give me Andrews touchdown and over 40 yards receiving. There's a freebie for you. And those are the Stancil picks for this game. If you're going to make me pick a final score, I'm going 27-24 Ravens. Rack me. Care to comment on anything I said?
Nope. You're right on all of
it.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay. Let's go to the next game.
Go to the next fucking game.
My hometown, my born and raised. Let's go.
Hold on. This made me laugh. I just saw it. Zeke Campesino, Stancil is a broke homosexual telling us to put money on his shit picks. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. Of the day. And he didn't even super chat it. None of you pieces. Boy, I guess everybody spent their money on betting this week. Not a single super chat. What a waste.
No super chats.
This is a real show. We don't do it for views. I don't do it for super chats. I do it because I'm an idiot mostly.
We do it for fun.
The Detroit Lions are going to Gaytown, USA. No, to San Francisco. Lions getting 7.5. The over under is at 52.5 here. Once again, ladies first.
Well, I have to take the Lions. I have to take Detroit. That's my hometown.
Detroit.
I was born and raised there. And if they win this, I mean, I would love to see them go to the Super Bowl. It's been way too long. They deserve it. They have just come from beyond this season, and they need this win.
There you go. That was a little better. How do you feel about the over-under of 52.5?
I think I'll go with the over, but I don't know how much. I don't know. It kind of, I don't know. I need you to pick because I think you're going
to
go with the over too.
You need daddy to show you the way. You need daddy to tell you what to do, right?
Always. Guide
anyway.
Me, daddy.
Ooh, wow. I have an erection. Yes. A lot has been made about Detroit not making it to the Super Bowl. They've never won a Super Bowl. Is that correct?
No.
Never won a Super Bowl, and they haven't been to a Super Bowl in forever, correct? Forever?
I don't even, forever. No, they have, but I'm pretty sure yes, but...
Yeah, we don't fact check. This is a comedy sports show, so I don't really give a fuck. Listen, I've said it all year, and here we go. It culminates right here this evening at 6:30. I've given the Niners credit all year, but I've told you all year I haven't been as high of them as anyone else. I think it comes to fruition this evening when the Detroit Lions win straight out. They fulfill the prophecies. They return to the Super Bowl to be blown out by the Ravens, unfortunately for you, Kelly. But the Lions get, I think there is some magic in the air. And I talked about this briefly last week. And I've talked about it to some people this week off the air. Momentum is 100% a real thing in sports. I've lived it. I've seen it. I think the Lions have all the momentum in the world. I think that locker room might be the best locker room going out of the four teams. I think they love their coach, who used to play for the Lions, of course. I think they're in a great place, as I've said all year. Now, listen, Brock Purdy had a bit of a shitty game, at least the first half last week, is because it's well known Purdy doesn't throw well in wet weather. That is not an issue today, so it will be dry in the. It will be 70 and dry and sunny in San Fran, so no issues with weather today. So that's not going to help. Similar to what I said, I touched on it in the Baltimore game. Generally, teams get a little tighter in the playoffs. Obviously, understandably, they play a little closer. I think that's going to benefit the Lions, who have been playing well all the way through. Even though Campbell almost blew the game last week by not running the ball in the second half for some reason, but they won anyway. I'm going with the universe here. I'm trusting the universe. As we all know, I'm in touch with the astral planes and the powers that be. I think the Lions have something here. I love that they're getting a touchdown and a hook, because I think even if they don't win, they will definitely cover. And I think the Niners have had it too easy for too long, frankly. And I think easy times make weak men, as they say. So I'm taking the Lions plus a 7.5, and I'll go one further and say I think the Lions win this game straight out. The 52.5 I don't love. I would take 48.5 if you want to buy some points down for some insurance. With that said, I'm going to have to take the over here. It's going to be perfect weather. We have some high-scoring offensive here with not the best defenses. So I'm going to take the over 52.5, and I'm pretty comfortable with that. I don't love that as much as I like the Lions winning here and definitely covering and winning straight up. McCaffrey will have a touchdown. You can take that to the bank. He is a freak, the great white hope. I think the Lions have it all working for them. I think they had a little dip toward in the second half, the fourth quarter of the season. They have essentially had the division locked up in week 6 this year, or week 7. I mean, and then they came back to earth a little bit and had a little scare at the end. But so I think they, to my prior point, I think they got a little weak with the easy times for the end of the year, but I think they're back. I think the Lions have all the mojo in the world. I think they win here, then get blown out, get the doors blown off by the Ravens in 2 weeks. But listen, an NFC championship for the Lions is a feather in their cap. You Detroit freaks should be happy about that, just to be here. Yes, give me the Lions and the 7.5. They win straight up. And yeah, I'm going to take the a little more hesitant, but give me the over the 52.5 for the old Lions in the game. And those are your picks for Championship Sunday 2024. Take a quick any comments? We're going to take a look at the chat. Anything we missed during those picks, but any comments before we wrap this bitch up and throw it in a garbage can?
No, just place our bets. Yeah, the 52 scares me, but I'd rather see it at like 46. But I think you need to put our bets in right now.
All right, I will. Lady Slug, Stancil wants to be an absent father. No, I was raised right.
He's a good daddy. He'll be a good
daddy. Zeke Campesino is back. Stancil, you can't get impregnated from gay ass sex. I think you missed that day of health class.
Before
he called me a homosexual. David GX5 brings up a good point. I missed the Stancil who would drink his piss at the drop of the hat. Yeah, that was for $200. That was for $200, David GX5. And you cheap pieces of shit, not that I care. Actually, somebody sent me $100 offline. I just saw. So thank you to him. Won't be sharing that at all.
Yes, you will.
And no, I'll only be sharing if we win. Sorry, I got comics texting me. Yeah, so get, if you want me to drink piss or do stuff, get your fucking wallets out, you pieces of shit. But it's too late now. It's too late now. That is it. Jesus, we did 70 minutes with only two games. So there you go. Thank you for joining me, Kelly. I've enjoyed staring at your ass for 70 minutes.
You're welcome. I keep getting requests that we need to keep doing it, but now people do want to, I got a message this morning. People want us to have a watch along for a movie, and then they want more sex talk.
Watch alongs are gay. Johnny Chopsticks, Saving Face. Listen, it's $2. We won't judge. Please, Dixon Gino. He wants me to punch Gino in the face. That's not nice.
That's not nice.
But we tell you what's nice is $2. At least Johnny Chopsticks is on the board. Somebody has some class out there for a change. Thank yeah, maybe you, we'll do a sex pod this weekend. Nobody's ever done a sex podcast, right?
No, let's do it.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that. That hasn't been beaten to death with a fucking sledgehammer at all. So yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. No, you'll be back. You'll be back. Chris Mack beat me to it. I was just gonna say, I said it last week. Watch alongs are gay, Stream Snappy is gay, clip shows are gay. Say what you want. I don't give a shit about views, I don't give a shit about money. Do this for the love of the game. At the end of the day, I can sleep at night because we do real shows here at Ski Mask Media. A couple people chopping up shit. And that's it. Any final words for the folks, Kelly? Anything you want to plug besides your ass?
At Stancil Jim on Twitter.
That's my plugs.
I know. I'm giving your plugs first. It's your show. And then my Twitter is at Kelly Pizme. And you can
Kelly DM, P is me.
Yeah. You can DM me with ideas for the next show, what you guys want.
Well, say hello to 22 dick pics. Congrats.
No dick pics. I have enough. Well,
too late. What an ass, David JX5.
Thank you, it David. It is true. Thank you,
beautiful,
David.
Beautiful breasts. Just a beautiful body on Kelly. I will say that. I'll be nice to finish off the show.
Oh.
Can't wait to touch her with my body at some point if I'm ever allowed. Unfortunately, I'm not a rich businessman, so I'm not allowed. Right?
It's not true.
Not true, not true.
Not true, not true.
All right. I'll be back at Compound February 13th. Ski Mask is doing the Patreon at Ski Mask Media. Ski Mask has some wild shit coming up he's going to do. Obviously, the Stancil Compound pregames are all there. You can watch me meet three black men in an elevator live on camera. It's only on the Patreon. And many other things on the page. And whatever, tell a friend, steal your grandma's phone and just subscribe. Who cares? All that bullshit. Thank you, everybody, who watched live. Thank you, everybody, who watch or listen later. We'll be back. We're going to do something next week. The bye week will be here. I think I'm going to wrangle Old Mead for our, even though we're halfway through the NHL season, I think we're going to get Old Mead to do our NHL season opener as we approach the sports abyss, as we call it, between the Super Bowl and when baseball starts. So we'll talk about some NHL, also the interest in golf. It's also the only other thing that holds us over between the Super Bowl and baseball is getting into the golf a bit. So maybe I'll get White Julio. White Julio was down at the PGA convention this last week, this whole week. So maybe we'll see what he has to say. There, piece of shit Julio at the buzzer. Jim Brennan begging for super chats today. I did not. I was just pointing out. Julio, you should invite Juggy, old school sports mask. Oh, maybe we will do that. Maybe we'll get old Juggy and Mead, and we'll get the band back together in the bye week next week. We'll see. All right, folks. Well, This was fun. If I'm still alive next week, I'll see you next week. Enjoy the games. Count the votes. Build the wall. And 9/11 was an inside job.